Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, have you heard the news today? Oh boy, one of the most famous bands in the world dropped a new song years after two of the Fab Four left us for good. The song, Now and Then, we'd like to think with a nod to Here and Now, was started in the 1970s by John Lennon, finished thanks to AI this year. We're going to hear lots, but first, Emerson College's Tim Riley, who wrote Lennon, Man, Myth, Music, the definitive biography. He joins us in the studio. Tim, how big was the anticipation for this first Beatles song in decades?
Well, obviously, Beatle fans are really salivating, chomping at the bit, whatever cliche you want to use, right? Yeah. But it's been over 20 years since the last quote-unquote new Beatles song. So the last two we got were part of the anthology package in 1995, and those were Free as a Bird and Real Love, and Yoko gave them to the other three Beatles to finish. But this was shelved because it was incomplete. They felt like they hadn't quite finished it. They didn't think that technically it was up to snuff. Now that Peter Jackson has worked on the movie Get Back and developed some really interesting and useful AI tools, mostly that have to do with separating out vocals from the surrounding instruments, they're able to isolate Lennon's vocal even further this time, mm-hmm. and McCartney was very insistent that they push it through and finish it.
Okay, well, let's give a little listen. Now and Then, from John, Paul, George, Ringo, the Beatles.
I know it's true. It's all because of you. And if I make it through, it's all because of you.
It's no yesterday. But your thoughts on where it belongs in the catalog, what do you think?
I think it's better than the first two in this batch. This I was worried about because I don't know how long can you stretch this out, how many demos are you going to do. I actually like this a lot, and it's in the softer flavor of Lennon's palette. I think of it as joining a group of songs like Grow Old With Me or Beautiful Boys. I think it is actually very moving. It captures a very interesting tone. It's a very grown-up tone, mm-hmm. and he's doing a lot of really interesting things with irony and misdirected resolutions, right? And it doesn't land on a place that you're expecting it to land.
It's all because of you?
It's all because of you, right? And I don't know, there's something very Lennon-esque about that trick.
Well,
right?
In everything you hear from John Lennon, you, of course, think, and then he would soon die. That also, you know, works into the palette. Look, I know Paul McCartney is quoted as saying, we all play on it. It's a genuine Beatles recording. In 2023, to still be working on Beatles music, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And I found myself thinking, well, yeah, because in the 60s, when some of us were listening to Beatles music, it would have been as if someone said, hey, we have an undiscovered version of the Charleston from 1900. No one would have cared. I mean, that anyone cares. I mean, we have to sit with that for a second.
Well, I think that's a really interesting point. The Beatles did create this world 60 and 70 years ago. It was transformational, and it is a world that we are still engaged with, mm-hmm. right? It's not like we've moved on a fair degree. The very hardest thing to teach young students today when I teach the Beatles is the context of what they were pushing up against, right? And it was a youth rebellion against an older generation that they perceived...
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that they perceived as stuck, right? Yeah. And standing still. And they were pushing. And now that McCartney is in his 80s, I mean, the idea that Paul McCartney, when the Beatles broke up in 1970, if you had said, oh, yes, we'll be buying Paul McCartney tickets when he's 80, that was unimaginable, mm-hmm. right? But it was a deeply felt part of the fantasy that we could sustain all of that utopian fervor, right, from the 60s. So I think there's a really positive aspect to it, even though the critic part of me, acknowledges that it's they're using it as the lead single to plug two new greatest hits compilations that are coming out and that they've been remastered. Now, the remasters are really they have been fascinating, and everyone listens to the 2009 remasters. Those are state of the art. With Peter Jackson's new tools, it'll be really interesting to hear the B-side, or they're calling it a double A-side, but the other song on the single of this, Now and Then, is a remix of Love Me Do. And it sounds really contemporary and modern. They have really sort of beefed it up in a way that a lot of purists probably won't like, but in a way that might actually catch new ears.
And that's the point. This is, it's when you step back, it is astonishing that any of this is happening. No, I can't think except for classical music. A popular song that could pop up 60 years later.
Right.
Tim Riley, author of Lennon, Man, Myth, Music, with his thoughts on the new Beatles song. John Lennon started writing it in 1970. It's called Now and Then. You're hearing it on Here and Now. Tim, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Now.